Please have your seat in His presence. Throne of grace. Throne of grace. Lighters, we must not accept the gift of God without understanding the gift of God. We share that the first Sunday. You must know what is delivered to you. And know how to use what is delivered. Bible says, if any man seek to be justified by the works of the law, he is falling from grace. And without the law, by the works of the law shall no man be justified. The word justified should be clearly understood. Justified. It means justice was served and satisfied. I don't want you to forget that. Justice was served and satisfied. God did not overlook sin. He punished it, that it may be just. Otherwise, God will be unjust. Bible says, if our unrighteousness, let me show it to you. Let's go to Romans chapter 6. He said, shall we not then just continue to sin so that God can be, so that we can be right in the sight of God? Let me show it to you. Romans chapter 6. He says, what shall we say then? He says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's not where I'm looking for. That scripture says, if we say God's righteousness, if God cleans us from our unrighteousness, why don't we just continue to sin so that God may... I've forgotten how the Bible clearly puts it, but don't let me confuse it. Sorry? Do you get the scripture I'm trying to pick? Let me get it because I need to be clear. I need to find it. Praise the Lord. That scripture says that if God, if my unrighteousness commend me to the righteousness of God, then why don't I just continue to sin so that the righteousness of God may be established in me? Very profound. Very profound. I'm looking for that. I think it's in Romans. Let me see that. Romans chapter. Romans 3:5. Pastor, let's see. Romans 3:5. It is? Okay, yeah. That's the scripture. Thank you, Sudan. Now, see what the scripture says here. Let's start from verse 1. Thank you. He said, what advantage then had the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mayest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome them that are judged, when thou art judged. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Did you see that? If our unrighteousness commend or establishes the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who take vengeance? He said, God forbid. How shall God judge the world? Praise the Lord. Let's see that scripture in NIV. I want to bring out a very important point there. Lighthouse. God judges sin. Otherwise, God will be unjust to exclude punishment from sin. Look at verse 5. I will read it in NIV. He said, but if our unrighteousness bring out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing his wrath on us. I am using a human argument. Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world? For someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? Why not say, as some slanderously claim, that we say, let us do evil, that good may result. Their condemnation is just. That is, they shall be condemned. This is the point that scripture is saying. Lighthouse. You see, because many people don't understand what makes up the grace of God, we don't make full use of it. God punishes sin. Clean. But what, like we learned last Sunday, what God did was that He satisfied his justice against sin by punishing Jesus Christ, so that his fury went into Jesus against the sin that we commit, that his justice may be satisfied, that we may receive favor at the end of it. This is very key, Lighthouse, and that's why it's extremely hurtful to sin after we've become saved. Amen. How did God punish sin? Isaiah 53. Because we are talking about the throne of grace today. Isaiah 53, and I will read from verse 1. Lighthouse. This is the confidence we have to approach the throne of grace. Why? Our punishment, our sins had been punished. Some people cannot extract themselves to think that you mean I won't suffer for what I did, and this, and because of that, they cannot embrace the salvation of God. You get what I'm saying? No, you have. He has satisfied his justice in Jesus Christ hallelujah. That's why God, there is no other offering for sin. There is no other. So, if you, many years ago, I was ministering to an old papa, just like our old parents come to visit us here. After he was first timer, so I do minister to first timer after service. So this man visited the church with his daughter. His daughter is much younger, so he came to visit his daughter. So, and I was explaining to this man, whatever you have done in the past, he has no reckoning with God. If you give your life to Jesus Christ today, then I can see the man looking at me as a little boy. I was much younger than this then. It makes me feel I don't understand what I'm saying. He said, you mean God will forgive everything I've done up to this point? I said, yes, I will forgive. You know what the man said? He said, don't worry about me. Go and talk to my daughter. I saw he looked at himself as if this case is closed. And God sent us here today to correct that so that you won't be lost. God's justice against sin, God did not overlook it. He satisfied the required justice that is meted against sin. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 5. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the salvation of God revealed? For about Jesus, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form or comeliness. There is nothing enticing in his appearance. And when we shall see him, we will not be attracted to him. I remember when I was young. You see, when we shall see him, we won't admire him. We won't see need for him. I remember when I was young, if I do anything wrong, once they beat me, I'll say, turn on here, praise God. the moment we quench our conscience when we suffer, don't do that again. We attempt to quench the voice of conscience because we suffered. There is no suffering that can cater for the punishment that God has against sin. For the wages of sin is death. So there is no recovery if you will pay for it. That person can't come back alive. The reason why Jesus came back alive, because death could not hold him, because there was no fault found in him, even though he was brought down by the sin that was put on him. So he was crucified for our sin, but raised up by his own purity. Bible says he was raised up by the Spirit of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He was slain by our sin laid upon him. And that justice being satisfied, when death observed him, he walked out of it. And death could not say, come back now. Because by his own obedience, you and I were made righteous. Let's go on. Verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Look at verse 4. Surely, he hath borne our griefs. Talking about our afflictions, the things that causes us, that grieves us, sicknesses. Grieve, and carried our sorrows, broke the things that break our heart, unpleasant news, things that are so heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, he bore it. Yet, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. God did not pass over the judgment against sin. He satisfied it. Give God the hand clap. Lighthouse, don't joke. God, there's great anger of God against what is unjust. He was smitten of God and afflicted. Look at what he said. But all of this was for me. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. And that's why it's hurtful when we don't accept this salvation of Jesus Christ. Have you left? Or, Pastor, when we don't approach God with the knowledge that that justice has been served, we hold God as untrue, or we still hold him as having something against us. Check it, mister. We still approach him as a somebody who is looking for our, who is looking to smite us. Look, imagine this. I know, you know, if you borrow money from somebody, you hope not to meet that person when due day pass. You know what I'm saying? You see, yeah. If you are to meet, if you owe somebody money and you told him you pay him yesterday, for instance, and you didn't pay him yesterday, and you are going to meet in church, not here, no, that can happen in church. I tell you, maybe at a party, not in church, in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know you will meet him at a party. When you see the guy come, and you just hope he doesn't come, praise God. Until the person comes, you'll be feeling good, praise God. But when you see that person, oh, yeah. Now, listen to this. Imagine somebody else was aware that you borrowed money, and the person has gone behind to pay for you, but you are unaware. Yeah. When you see the person, you still be running around, hiding on that table, praise God. And you tell somebody, when he's gone, let me know, that I will come out. That's exactly how it is. You remember the story of Daddy Adewale, that pastor that came here, Olawale, who said he was angry against God when he could not pay, not knowing that somebody had paid for that thing. Praise God. And he said for 3 weeks he was regretful against his attitude to God. Lighthouse, how does the knowledge that what you hope to suffer for, praise God, has been satisfied? Lighthouse, this is a great notice and a great knowledge that you and mine must embrace. Verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace. The word chastisement there is the punishment that procure the peace we have today with God. When you chasten a person, when a child does something wrong, then you punish the person, that clears it. You can't wake up tomorrow and say, come again. He said, daddy, but you beat me yesterday. Now, praise God. He said, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Lighthouse, this is what God did for you and I. All right? Listen to this. The throne of grace represents the reign of grace. Throne of grace represent the reign of grace. When you go to court of law is the throne of law. And you see, when the judge comes in, where does he sit? He sits on the throne. Exactly. To administrate justice. But listen, look at the comparison between the throne of grace and the throne of law. Listen to this. At the throne of law, the prosecutor seek, he establish your wrongdoing. He comes, Shebi is the prosecutor that speaks first. He establishes your wrongdoing. But in the throne of grace, they establish what has been done to compensate for your wrongdoing. Hebrews chapter 4. He said, seeing that we have an high priest who is gone into the heavens. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shaga! He said, let us come. Oh, lighthouse. One time I wanted to do law. My mom said, no, you won't do law. He said, lawyers live at the misfortune of others. That's our own opinion. People will be saying, Lord, don't let me see Queso. Of course, we say, Lord, let somebody be in trouble today. Oh. That's our opinion. Yeah, because in the throne of law, the prosecutor establishes your wrongdoing. He will say, according to section, all what is this? This man is guilty and must be punished. And so, anytime you see a notice from the court, it inflicts fear and takes your confidence away. Are you here? You want to try it? Okay. Let's get a ticket. You won't get a ticket in Jesus' name. Or forget it. Just see a police. Praise God. When you haven't done anything, my daughter and I were traveling one day, and she was the one driving. And as soon as I saw the police, I said, no, don't break it like that. You know you are doing what is wrong. Just take your leg off the pedal, come down to, reduce your speed gradually. But the moment you press it, you've just told him, I agree, I'm wrong. Yeah, because if you are not wrong, you start to be, it's not looking. Then I told her, I said, don't worry. It's not looking for you anyway. It's looking for those who are speeding, but you are not speeding. Now, as soon as she saw the police, the affliction and the terror of law takes her confidence away. But Jesus Christ said, let us therefore come boldly with confidence, knowing at the throne of grace, your fault is not established, but your justification. Praise God. The first thing that is established at the throne of law is to establish your wrongdoing. Number two, to establish your basis for punishment. And to seek execution of penalty. Not only do they tell what you did, and the punishment must be punished, they seek that punishment is established. And you hear the prosecution says, this man must go to jail. And he's speaking to the heir of the judge. Now, when you don't have any counter argument, the judge will say, I have nothing to do but to hear what he's telling me, because he told me the basis to send you to jail. If the judge does not do that, it becomes partial and it becomes unjust. Are you here? Yeah. So the judge will say, well, give me the evidences before me and the testimony of this man. According to section this, as he has said, I have no cause but to effect your punishment. And you can't take it out on the judge. He's doing it according to law. But let's see what happens at the throne of grace. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 3. Lighthouse, are you here or you left? I am free because of the petition of my Savior and High Priest that is gone up into the heavens, sitting at the right hand of God, not seeking my punishment, but my reinstatement. Praise God. My restatement. Look at verse 24. Being justified, what did we say justified is? God bless you. Not only is justice served, you know, in court, they can administer justice. They say, this man is sentenced to 10 years in jail. Then they'll say the jail sentence will commence next year. How many of you remember that? Yeah. So they serve the justice, but the justice is not yet satisfied. Until he comes out of jail. You see, O.J. Simpson just released now. Some people are saying, no, this man should not come out. Why? They feel justice is not satisfied yet. Give God a hand clap. Now, verse 24 says, be justified freely by his grace. Not that you overlook it, but through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, God's righteousness, at his justice, that he might be just, praise God, that God might be just. That's where we read in Romans chapter 3. If the righteousness of my righteousness commends God's righteousness, why don't I just continue to sin? No, that's not what the Bible is saying here. His righteousness is that he punished your righteousness. Shall I get me, sir? His righteousness was that he punished our unrighteousness. Only that he took it out on himself. He said, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believe in Jesus paying the price for me. Look at verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Praise the Lord! By the law of my reliance on Jesus satisfying the penalty for my wrongdoing. Romans chapter 3, 24. We are in 28 now. We started from 24, 28. Hallelujah. He said, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? So I can't boast. I can't come back. You see, the man that goes to jail, when he sees the judge or the prosecutor, he will just say, Shota, exactly. You can't talk to me again. He can boast against the prosecutor. You saw that he went to jail. He's gone to jail. What next? So he can boast that, you know what? I satisfied the justice. But now, Bible says here, what then is the boasting? It is excluded by what law? Of works? Nay, because there's nothing you can do that can pay for the sin we commit, including our righteousness. Okay, I won't do it again. You can't walk. By what law? Nay, by the law of faith. Look at verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without doing anything the law commands. Let's stand up on our feet. Lighthouse. This is the confidence we have. Hallelujah. Let's educate our children about it so that we'll not be subject to sin and this condemnation for life. You need help if you are always feeling bad for what you did last year, 2 years ago. No, you can't continue. That person is in prison. He cannot obtain you can't embrace all the riches the grace of God deliver. It's understandable. You agree that you did what is wrong. Clean. But you have no means to pay for it. If you pay for it, you won't be here. You will be gone. You will be in hell. There is no return. Praise God. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 4. I'll read from verse 16. This is the basis where you can approach God now. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's start from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens to go and meet the judge, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, that is the faith we have. For we have not an high priest which shall not be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but is in any way tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Because at the throne of grace, it's not what I did that is recalled, it's what was, how justice was satisfied for my sake. Says, Daddy, Sherry, that's Sonia coming. He did this. But this is what I've taken care of it. I did this. As against the prosecutor. And God, Jesus will say, on that basis, it's clean and clear. Praise God. And God will say, well, and the accuser of the brethren can't say anything. Let's lift up our hands and give him thanks today. Thank you, Jesus.
To come into the place where you are, to come into the place where you are,
by that new and living way.
I want you to free yourself, okay?
You see, anytime you know what you did is wrong, you've judged yourself. You don't know. It's true. And the Bible says, judge yourself and you shall not be judged. The people that is difficult to set free are people who are unaware that what they are doing is wrong. It's so crazy because they will still be telling you, I didn't do anything. And you know, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not. You know, they are still, they even said, let the blood of this man be upon us and our children. The most important notice about sin is to recognize it. And that's why the Bible says, if we confess, it doesn't mean if you say it, it means if you agree that what you have done is wrong. God is just, Shaga, and faithful. Praise the Lord. Receive grace this morning and embrace his gift. He punished sin. He did. And justice was served and satisfied. Thank you, Father. He now commands us not to do it again. Receive grace now. Say, Father, I just thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for the abundance of grace released. I bless you. Lord, I inherit all the fortune that is mine in Christ Jesus. That as he has risen from dead, never to die again, I also may live, walk in newness of life. Grace does not brandish us with a heart never to that sins, but it gives us freedom from sin, that we may serve God. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Anybody got anything tonight or this morning? Does it make sense? Praise the Lord. Please stretch your hands towards me, that will continue.